Not a whole lot of action on the sale of state assets to which the government is committed by virtue of the agreement that was made with the Troika. One of those state assets which has been under discussion for sale is the logging rights currently owned and managed by the state agency Caoilte. And to some it would have been viewed as a foregone conclusion. Others are vigorously opposed to the notion that those logging rights would be sold off. Among them is Andrew St. Ledger, who is co-founder of the Woodland League. Andrew, is this not something that we are pretty much going to see happen regardless of how much or how little you might like it?
Well, I would hope not. I would believe that there's mounting opposition. There has not been enough debate about the issue or attention given to it up to now, and only in the past month or so, or since the motion was put into the Dáil motion opposing the sale of the state assets, the forestry assets, has this been, you know, become very much an important public issue.
And why do you object?
We're objecting since 2009, when we started this campaign against the sale, because we believe that this is a public forest asset. It should remain in public ownership and it should be developed. We believe a new model should be developed, and that it has been already developed using serious amounts of public money, millions, if not billions, of funding has gone into this. And why should it be handed over to private speculators?
Do those same arguments not apply to every state asset that is sold?
Well, in this particular one, you're looking at something that is not the same as every state asset. This is the most important public resource, natural resource that we have left, bearing in mind we've given away oil and gas reserves. If we're to have a future in this country, that future will have forestry at its heart.
Andrew Doyle is with us as well. He's head of the Oireachtas Agricultural Committee. Andrew, do you accept that there should be a different treatment for forestry resources than there is for other state companies?
Oh, well, just a couple of points to clarify at the outset. As chairman of the joint committee, our committee, I can just speak on that behalf first. We agreed to investigate this whole matter, and last October and November, in fact, we had both the chief executive and company secretary in, and following that, then the chairman designate, as was required under rules for reappointment. And this was the issue that came up. Now, at that stage, the full and final good bodies assessment of Caoilte hadn't been completed, but it has since obviously been passed on, noted by the board in December, I think, and forwarded then to the steering group for consideration. Just a couple of things now. In a previous existence as a committee, we were actually the Committee for Communications, Natural Resources and Agriculture, and we conducted a report on oil and gas. We haven't actually given away all the oil and gas resources. There is an issue over what is currently being licensed for extraction, but there's a very worthwhile report from May of last year. It's on the Oireachtas website, and I'd advise anyone who is interested in it to look at it. And it's all party support.
But what is the thrust of Andrew St. Ledger's point, the thing that says that forestry should be ring-fenced?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure where the hundreds of millions have gone into Caoilte. Like, Caoilte is a semi-state company, and just by way of, I have genuine concerns, and by the way, we start continuing our hearings, which was always agreed as part of the time schedule, long before that very welcome discussion that took place on the 26th and 27th of February. And next week we have the Timber Council, who wrote a report, commissioned a report by EPS consultants, and they're the first group that are from the you know, interest sector groups. We do intend.
But Andrew, all the process aside, your own personal view, do you think that forestry should be protected to a greater degree than other state assets?
Well, can I just say something? I agree entirely with Andrew, is that we need to have a new model. I definitely agree with that. I would have concerns with the direction, but if you look at the contributions by both ministers, Howland and Coveney, on that discussion, both have said they would tread carefully. Both have said that what was being done was investigate the possibility.
Now, but as far as you're concerned, forestry is fair game.
No, I mean, we investigate the possibility of how we can actually leverage more yield out of it. I mean, if you look at it, just to clarify a point, and it's sometimes a misconception. Part of this was the whole debate was stimulated by the McCarthy on board SNP report, who reported in April 11 that the Quince's aggregate pre-tax profits of $204 million in 2009 was consisted of the profits from land sales of 70,000, profits from sales of immature forests of 70%, sorry, profits from sales of immature forests of 17%, and traditional core operations accounted for just 13% of profits. Quince have the ability to sell anything they want at the moment.
Okay, well, let me just send Ledger back in on that point.
Can I make one final point?
If you could hold it, Andrew, I'll come back to you. Andrew St. Ledger.
I'm sorry, what do you mean? I don't understand. Quilty have the ability to sell anything they like. They have been selling.
Buying and selling land for years.
They have been. And again, it's like we put out a press release calling for an independent inquiry into Quilty public forest asset stripping for many years. Wasn't picked up. Just to go back to this debate, what other options have the government looked at? There's been no debate in the public domain. There's been no public participation, no public consultation. The only options have come directly from the McCarthy report and on to these other reports that your government have commissioned that are all looking at different aspects of the sale of forest assets.
What other options have you looked at? Timber Council and Impact. And with that in mind, we have invited in both the Timber Council and Impact. Well, we have to arrange a date for Impact, but we've...
This has been mooted in 2009. This has been festering since 2009,
yes.
This issue. And, you know, I'm looking at something you put out yourself on the 18th of January 2011,
mm-hmm.
where you said our vital natural resources are not up for sale.
Yes,
These natural resources, like forestry, agriculture and marine resources are held in trust for all the people of Ireland. Ministers are stewards of these resources and must return them to the people with benefits after their term in office.
That includes
the Forest of Ireland. So
that's exactly what we have to do with the forest.
This is why we need to protect them.
Yeah, but
Hang on for one second. It sounds, Andrew Doyle, like you have moved to some degree from the quote that Andrew St. Ledger just provided there.
No, I have always had a concern. Unlike a lot of people, every window I get look out my own house, I'm looking at timber. I'm looking at state forestries.
That's part of the problem, Andrew. They're more than timber.
Oh, and I'm not lecturing. I actually did.
Primacy of profit and timber production have been the two main planks of Irish forest policy since the 1930s.
We need community benefits, biodiversity, and environmental benefits. Somebody who has a keen interest in forestry in all its guises, believe it or not, and who would have always expressed serious interest. I agree that with one thing you've said, and that is that the model needs to change. It's not working. That doesn't mean we take the option that has been explored. And I think if you look at what was said during the debates, that the chief executive of the Timber Council in his foreword, Mr. Glennon, said, "We are very encouraged that the Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine has given a categorical assurance that no sale will take place if there's a risk that this could jeopardise the commercial viability of the sawmill sector." That's just one aspect to it. There's seven different criteria being looked at, including the whole issue of recreation use, about carbon sequestration, and back in the last Dáil, I was the rapporteur for both the Agriculture and Climate Change Committees on doing, can I please finish?
On doing a calculation
on the value of the carbon sequestration in light of land use change and forestry, if and when we went beyond our emissions targets. So that's there, that's a piece of work that was also done where it's quantified.
Okay, and have you done any work into looking at community options of training for communities? The conversion of the 500,000 acres identified in the McCarthy report of the Quilter estate that he said is not commercially viable, the possibility that could be converted over to fuel wood.
Andrew, can I ask you just one question to bring this to conclusion? What's the big concern with privatisation when you look at other areas or other countries where it has been successfully pulled off? The US Forestry Services case in point where there is private lobby.
Successful?
Well, if you take the United States National Forest...
We're not the United States, Anton. We're a small country. And we have very, you know, as I said before at the outset, we've given away vital natural resources. This resource is the one resource, if it's developed properly, a community-based model could survive...
that's in place now.
Hello? If it was developed in a better way, it could provide serious opportunities for local communities who are under immense pressure at this moment with austerity measures, etc., and facing a bleak future. They also need fuel. The price of oil has gone through the roof.
Andrew Doyle, just finally with you, you said this was at various different stages with committees. At what point will the relevant committees come up with a recommendation to the office?
I just look at the list of interest groups and statutory sort of agencies that we have coming in. I mean, we've Sustainable Energy Ireland, Enterprise Ireland, IFAC, IFA, Impact,
League have a position.
Okay, well, at what point will we have a recommendation? At what point will we have a recommendation for
action?
Well,
we would hope to get, this is sort of working in tandem with the process. So what we would hope to do is by the end, in the next 4 to 5 weeks, have completed all those hearings. I can't say that I'm aware of a request coming in from Woodland League, and I apologise if they did.
We didn't get an invite. We're aware of our petition.
Most people are not shy about making themselves known and requesting if they're a bona fide representative organisation, they're entitled to request a meeting.
Jens, I might leave the organisation of a meeting between you to be off air rather than on air. Andrew St. Ledger, co-founder of the Woodland League, and Andrew Doyle, head of the Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture. Thank you both very much.